maybe we could give some of the saints from Lake Forest a chance just to share something briefly. We told them maybe not more than a minute, but would like to give them a chance to testify something. So maybe, and even to consecrate. We had a very good, sweet time this morning in the fellowship concerning the first thing in establishing the church life is the altar.
Guess I'm first. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's so good to be involved in a new birth. I was involved in the new birth of the church in Mission Viejo at the time, amen. And it seems here we are again. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I'm just here to declare we're not here to set up a name for ourselves. To separate ourselves. No, we're doing this to be one in the body of Christ.
Amen.
We're spreading the oneness of the triune God.
Amen.
Hopefully to all the people in the city of Lake Forest.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Now we're at a different phase in our life. My sons are in high school. My daughter is already in San Diego. But the Lord knows, and he's growing in us. And Lord, may he grow in Lake Forest.
Amen.
Amen. In coming to the Lake Forest, I've been very enjoyed by the saints here. Either the Watsons family or the Hoes, the Yowls, the Bonets. I mean, all the family. You go there, we see oneness.
Amen.
And this oneness is Christ himself.
Amen.
We put our differences aside and take Christ as the unique one.
Amen.
It's such a testimony to see the Lord spreading in the city.
Amen.
And to the surrounding community. And my prayer today is, Lord, make us fresh.
Amen.
Oh, make us fresh in the divine life.
Amen.
Oh, make us fragrant church.
Amen.
Oh, make us fruit-bearing church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm really happy to be here in Lake Forest. So is my wife and my four sons. It's just wonderful church life. All the saints are there for us. All the saints are praying for us. And we're praying for other saints. Such a really great bond, I mean, with all the saints. We have no distinction among us. Every Friday night meeting is sweeter and sweeter.
Amen.
We're caring for the neighbor, or we're caring for other people who live on other saints' neighborhood. We pray for neighbor, the new one, and it was so enjoyable, you know. So I would like to consecrate myself.
Amen.
Again. For the church in Lake Forest.
Amen.
For the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Hi. I'm for the Lake Forest. I'm so happy to be the Lake Forest, you know, saying to build the church Lake Forest.
Amen.
I find the most enjoyable in Lake Forest is the home meeting and when we have the training. Relation join us, and then sometimes because we in oneness, sometimes we just find that the closer we get with some of the training that come with us, like the one last time we had with Brother Roy, Sister Becky, and Brother John and Sister Bessie, and then I now, you know, when the new training come, I still think about them and miss them, you know, and then another thing about our together fellowship at Lake Forest is I'm so lucky to have a part of the Watson family, a part of my home meeting group, you know, and I'm still like a baby. A lot of things the Bible I didn't know, nothing alone, you know, and then sometimes I come to Brother Phil, you know, ask him and he explained to me what the word of God mean. And then that really, really, really meant a lot to me. when you have an elder brother help you shepherd you, the Lord said, you know, shepherd my flock, you know, and then I find the Lake Forest fellowship is very, very enjoyable and you know, I'm happy with that.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. But for some time, the Lord has been moving in my wife and I that we need to move somewhere to migrate, but we've been looking far off, in far off places, other states or maybe even another country. But the Lord redirected us to our backyard, Lake Forest. So about 2.5 years ago, we met our brother Craig here and began to have some barbecues at his house. And we had many sweet times there, a number of new ones visiting. And even we did some door knocking at that time. And I don't think there was any remaining fruit from that, but I think there was something built up among us at that time in the door knocking that was very sweet and very precious. And I just haven't, since then, in the meetings in Tom's house, has been so sweet, so many sweet experiences of enjoying the Lord together. And praise the Lord. Now
Amen.
There is a lampstand
Amen.
In Lake Forest.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it will be a fresh and fragrant and fruitful lampstand.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We just want to be a part of what he is doing here, laboring with the saints and with our dear Lord Jesus
Amen.
In Lake Forest.
Praise the Lord. I didn't prepare anything either, but just a personal testimony. About 3 years ago, I knew I was going to be moving from the locality that I had been meeting in for a couple of decades. And I came out to Lake Forest actually to visit, and there was a prayer meeting in Vreg's house. And within me, there was a sense that the Lord said, this is where you're moving. And in a way, I was perplexed because there was not a locality here. And I said, I'm going to a place where there's not even a church. But as Chris shared, in your Christian life, when there are certain times where the Lord speaks, right? So I moved. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to consecrate myself
Amen.
To the to giving myself to the church in Lake Forest.
Amen.
I just want to be one with the brothers,
Amen.
One with the saints.
Amen.
When I went to the meeting this morning, I said to myself, I'm going to time how long it takes me to get to Paul Yal's house. And I got in my car, and it literally took 30 seconds. And I said, wow, this is really good. It's very practical. And that's what I think all of us have been experiencing in Lake Forest. It's organic, and saints, it feels so normal.
Amen.
We're not doing anything. The Lord's desire is to spread,
Amen.
And we're just those who desire to cooperate.
Amen.
Amen.
I live in Irvine. And I've been in the church in Irvine from 1999. Whenever there was a speaking of migration, I would attend those meetings, listen, but it didn't make me initiate anything about migration. There was a time when in the church in Irvine, there was the gospel preaching which was initiated in Lake Forest and in Tustin. And at that time, Sister Barbara and Debbie, both of them said, you know, there is one Indian family there whom we met at the door knocking, and they seem to be very open. And so I said, I'll come. And that was the way it happened, that I began to fellowship in Lake Forest. I enjoyed the blending.
Amen.
And, you know, one of the things about me is I lack initiation, but the Lord has his way of covering for that. And he just took me. I don't like commuting, but the commute to Lake Forest means nothing to me. It's one more exit. And I have just enjoyed I've enjoyed the blending. For these 2 years, it has been just loving the Lord more with the saints. Amen. The fellowship has been so satisfying, and the Lord is satisfied with us. And the church in Lake Forest is such a blessing that it has come about, because I am so thankful to the Lord, because many years ago, He migrated me out of a small town in India. My mother never thought that I should leave my hometown. But I came to the U.S. for different reasons, but I found the Lord.
Amen.
I found the Lord. Amen. I know my parents loved the Lord. You know, I was born and raised in a Christian family. But, you know, to find the Lord in the fullest way has been such a blessing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so thankful that we're here, not in the move of man, but in the move of the Lord.
Amen.
And that we're one with the Lord's body.
Amen.
And I really am thankful that we can just participate in the Lord spreading to Lake Forest. Although I've been meeting in the church in, I guess, Mission Viejo first and then San Juan Capistrano, I live in Lake Forest. And I'm just so thankful to see the Lord is spreading. And even though I was meeting in San Juan, I feel like the Lord had just sovereignly arranged, you know, over the last 2 years that I would begin meeting in some of the, on the homes in Lake Forest. And, you know, we just say amen, Lord. Wherever you're going, we just follow the Lamb. And during this time, I have to testify that it has been so sweet just blending and getting built up with the saints here.
Amen.
It's, you know, I think there's only really one family that I knew in Lake Forest, which was the Watsons, and they were actually the first saints that I met with when I came back to the church years ago. So it was kind of like a homecoming. But there were so many other saints in Lake Forest that also I got to meet, and we started praying together and going out for the gospel, and it was just something that really just revitalizes your living, you know?
Yeah.
Something about going out to talk to people, I think you just touch the heart of God.
Yeah.
And so it just has been really sweet, and I don't know what else to say, but Lord, I just want to give myself again to you afresh.
Amen.
Oh, for your move here.
Amen.
Oh, for your interest and your desire.
Amen.
It's hard to really know what to say, because we're the recipients of such a blessing, of such labor from the church in Irvine, and the burden that the Lord has put on Irvine, and then with San Juan Capistrano. So I just want to say how grateful I am to the Lord and to all the body of Christ, and specifically in Irvine and San Juan Capistrano, that we are been kind of moved by the Lord to this direction. And we don't feel like we did much to deserve anything, but we feel there's just so much blessing here.
Amen.
And at the current time, I'm in grad school, so I'm extremely busy right now, but when I think of the church, I think of Lake Forest. I think of the saints that I've come to know here, and so many saints that are in Irvine that I know right now. And to me, when we talk about the church not being for our own locality, really it is really like this. It's that we have a burden where the Lord has the burden. We're not just for ourselves where we're located, but we're really for what the Lord is doing on the earth today. And what he's doing right now is he's taking the ground in Lake Forest.
Amen.
And the Lord is getting something for himself.
Amen.
And praise the Lord that we as members of the body of Christ can be part of what the Lord is doing today.
Amen.
So anyway, I just want to thank the Lord and consecrate myself once again to his move on the earth today.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you today.
Amen.
Give our life to you.
Amen.
Give our time to you.
Amen.
Give our intellect to you.
Amen.
Give our whole being to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
similar meeting to this, and we were at Saddleback College. Yeah. And it was a glorious, rejoicing time. Yes. And I think there were like over 250 saints gathered there. And then the following week, we were in Chris's house, and there were like 10 saints. But that was the beginning of a sweet church life in Mission Viejo that has continued to be fragrant, fresh, and fruitful.
Yeah. Amen.
And I feel so privileged, so honored to be here and to be able to participate in this move.
Amen.
Seemed like the wind was blowing and the Lord just wanted to sail on.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know where or how or when or, you know, all of these questions, but sovereignly, because we're in the body, and this is of the body, for the Lord, we're here today.
Amen.
And it was so sweet that in our home this morning, we had the beginning of the church life here in Lake Forest.
Amen.
I just have to praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's always moving.
Amen.
He's always spreading.
Amen.
And his life is so dynamic.
Amen.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I first came here from Northern California and went to the Middle Age training. And I was assigned to Lake Forest. And I tell you, that was a memorial in my life. When we came here, I just enjoyed so much the sweetness. And I think the most memorial time was our Lord's Day meetings, which was a gospel fellowship. And just realizing the zeal of the church, the saints, to go out and gain people. There was fellowship on how to reach the people, how to care for them. But within this fellowship, first of all, there was a care for one another. And we got to know one another, to open to one another in a sweet, intimate way, to pray for one another, to cry on one another's shoulders, to really get to love and know one another. And I felt this was the key to going out, that I'm not just going with someone and say, oh, well, what's your name? You know, but we really were connected. And so because I was so connected, I just felt, Lord, I have to move here. I just couldn't stay where I was, and so I just fellowshipped and prayed and felt this is what the Lord was doing, because the Lord wants to spread. He wants to spread in us and through us and to build us together.
Amen.
In the love of God.
Amen.
I just felt this is where I belong.
Amen.
And so we're all not in a movement, but the Lord is moving us. Not just moving us to a locality, but moving us to care for people,
Amen.
To pray for people,
Amen.
And to bring them into his heart's desire.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate just in the move to Lake Forest, just the spreading of the vine. You know, I've participated in a couple of migrations before that were like more major, you know. Well, when I was young, it was only 20 minutes away. But yet it was major. It was very major. From Long Beach to Torrance and then going to the East Coast. But I appreciate it. You know, this is just really the gradual, organic spreading of the vine.
Right.
You know, my husband began to labor with the middle-aged trainees in Lake Forest, I can't remember, 2.5 years ago. And, you know, we're still in the church in Irvine. And so okay, that was his labor there, and I was busy with, you know, where we were in Irvine. And then gradually, you know, last year, it came, we needed to move out of our house, and we felt to purchase a house in Lake Forest. So we went to Lake Forest, but we were still in the church in Irvine. Praise the Lord. Little by little, suddenly I realized, I don't know, someone mentioned that these meetings are like kind of a sense of a wedding meeting, you know, and suddenly I realized, oh, you know,
I'm getting married. <You know? laughs> And but I really did have that sense today too in our meeting this morning, because you realize, what is the church? The church is just the spreading, the enlargement of this wonderful, lovely Christ.
Yeah.
And what, you know, in going to another city to raise up the church life, it's not to just have some activities or to do something, but it's the spreading of the this lovely one whom we love.
Amen.
And how can we do that except that we freshly love him and are drawn and attracted by him?
Amen.
So that he can spread to this city and be lifted up and attract all men to himself.
Amen.
So I enjoyed this morning this the atmosphere in our meeting of consecration, you know, just to the Lord, what we are, what we have, what we can do, and our lives and everything, so that he could really be our all.
Amen.
That he could really have the way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So may the Lord maintain Lake Forest in its freshness, its fragrancy, amen, and its fruitfulness, amen. Anybody?
So I'd just like to say a little of my experience of how I ended up here, and just a little bit of a testimony and encouragement, hopefully, to the saints. Over the last about 18 months, I feel like the Lord has sovereignly arranged a lot of situations, and that the result of this has been my family migrating here to Lake Forest. And I feel, you know, last year I lost a job that I had for 12 years, and there was this, I was gonna, okay, now it's time to move somewhere, it's time to go, and we're considering a number of different places. Anyhow, my father was sick, so we ended up having, there was a need for us to just stay, to stay here. And the Lord arranged things. I started serving at Bibles for America. And in January of this year, of course, my father passed away. And then, you know, then there's a lot of considerations that start to happen, you know, just family-wise. What do we do? And then our living situation changed, and there was a need all of a sudden for us to move. And it seems like it was everything. There was just the Lord's hand was there. It was all not a persecution, but it was just a environment that the Lord had prepared for us.
Amen.
And so he just kept moving, and we found a house in Lake Forest, and we moved there, and we've been living there now for just a couple of months. But even everything has just been so confirmed in the body, in the environment. You know, even with the neighbors that we're surrounded with, is just a 100% confirmation that this was the Lord, that the Lord in His sovereignty just arranged everything.
Amen.
So this the church in Lake Forest is actually something very special to me, because I don't know how to explain this. Last week we were in Irvine. We were in the week three of Isaiah, and it's on the shoot of Jehovah and the fruit of the earth, right? And the shoot is that there's always Christ is the new development of God. And the fruit is the fruit, right? The multiplication and the increase. And through this experience, I can testify, you know what? Christ is the new development of God. I feel like this whole thing is just a new development in my being. And that there is this, you know, also this fruit that has come out of this. So I like to you know, say that I'm so happy, and I also would like to encourage you know, a lot of the saints here from larger localities, and encourage you. You know, it is such a especially being a brother, It is an awesome experience to move from a large locality to be part of a small locality that really is fresh, amen, that really is fragrant, yeah, you know. If you've been there, if you've been in a locality for 10 years, sometimes it starts to lose some of that for you. You go to one of these little localities, wow, the freshness, the fragrance is there. And then also to be able to be more people-centered. And that to me has been such a sweet experience. You know, there's not many saints, so we know each other. We know, you know, in the prayer meetings we have, not a large number like in Irvine. And so it's just very sweet, and the atmosphere is I would say full of love, and love for each other and love for even the ones in the city of Lake Forest. So I would like to encourage everyone. You know, Lake Forest is just hopefully the first of many to come, right? Of these migrations and the spreading. The experience that we had is just grace. Amen. You go, you move, what you will experience is grace. Amen. And you will experience Christ as the shoot of Jehovah and the fruit of the earth.
Well, I'm so glad that so many of the brothers and sisters could share. I think you really can testify to the grace that the saints are experiencing. And I just say from my own realization, what I would have is just to say is that one thing is just the body. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, in Ephesians, it talks about apprehending with the saints, yes, the dimensions of Christ. And I believe many of us, if we would stay in a certain situation for maybe too long of a time, our apprehending of Christ would be limited. Maybe we would just go down the same path. Not to say we don't experience Christ, but the expansion of our experience and enjoyment of Christ may be restricted in a certain way. But I would say, you know, I was just questioning, how did this happen for me to be here? And I'm just, is this really of you, Lord? Am I, you know, and actually I feel like the whole thing, both in coming here, the burden wasn't with me, it was with the body. And even my being here with the saints, I just feel like it's even hard for me to substantiate inwardly what the Lord is doing, except I just see it expressed through the saints. But what I would say is what I've realized is the body.
There you go.
And, you know, I'm enjoying the Christ that's in all these brothers and sisters that have just shared. And I realize that their enjoyment of Christ is becoming my enjoyment of Christ. Amen. To see them grow, yeah, in the Lord. To see their measure of Christ increase is the increase of my experience of Christ. Amen. I don't know how to express it adequately, but I just long to see more of the body.
Amen.
And you can just see, there's not a lot of eloquence. There's not, you know, I don't know that there's hardly more than a one talented member among us. I think we're probably all just a one talented members. I don't know if I've seen any 5 or 10 talented members or 2 talented members. I don't know. But I would say that to see Christ expressed through all the one talented members,
amen,
to me is a wonderful thing.
Amen.
So in coming to Lake Forest, I just have this kind of a desire that, and just this anticipation that the body, that this is on the Lord's heart, would be expressed more and more. I just desire to see every one of these brothers and sisters, you know, be ones that have an F report card.
Amen.
And we'll corporately present the brothers with our wonderful F report card. You know, brothers, isn't this good? We don't have to do that much. Just,
amen,
by the enjoyment of Christ, we just would be those who continue to be fresh.
Amen.
And we would just continue to be fragrant,
amen,
because we enter more and more and get saturated with Christ as the incense through all these wonderful points. And I believe together, there's the way that we will be fruitful. I don't have a lot of hope for myself as an individual, but I tell you the truth, spending time with some of these little one-talented members together, just coming together week after week, like some of the saints have shared, like on a Lord's Day afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when some kind of just little saints come together to pray in a living room for this person and that person and who to visit and how to contact,
amen,
people.
Amen.
in the spirit, I would have to say, of the reality of the vital groups.
Amen.
I just feel like we're touching, in a small sense, something of the living of the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is all my anticipation, is that this the saints would get addicted to this kind of living.
Right.
And maybe when it gets too big, some are going to say, we got to migrate someplace else so we could continue to enjoy this kind of intimacy.
Amen.
That we've been enjoying. So we're not afraid of migration.
No.
This is just a beginning.
Right.
And I would hope that all the saints would taste it and would want to continue on in this kind of a way.
Right.
So this, saints in Lake Forest, we don't plan to become a dead sea.
Right.
We just plan to open to the flow of the triune God.
Amen.
And continue on.
Amen.
In the body. So I believe this is just, the Lord is our beginning, and I know he'll take us all the way.
Amen.
So I don't know how much more, is there anything else that the saints, any of the saints that didn't get a chance to say something that would like to?
I was just going to go quick.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I just wanted to share a little bit about how the Lord works in such a normal way to spread us. For quite a while, Jay was looking for a job. He'd finished school. You know, Lord, where should we be? Should we be here? You know, no real feeling necessarily in a specific place. But eventually, Jay did end up getting a job here, and we started meeting with the Yowls on Friday night. And just, so we still live in Irvine, but we've been meeting in Lake Forest, and just spending the time to pray together,
yeah,
to pray for the neighbors, you start to get a burden.
Amen.
For a place.
Amen.
You start to get a burden for these neighbors.
Amen.
You know, and I just, so at this point now, we're kind of looking for a house in Lake Forest, because we just realized if we have a burden for a place, we need to be in the place.
Amen.
And I just was just really enjoying, okay, Lord, this is where you're placing us. It's not for ourselves. It's not for a house for ourselves. It's not for our future, our plans, all of those things. But this is where the Lord is moving us, and we have a heart for these ones, and we want, and we just have enjoyed in a little way to have neighbors that you can pray for and speak to, and then you spread, and you, and how much time, it just takes time speaking to these ones. And so we just wanted to give ourselves for the church life in Lake Forest.
Amen.
That we would go wherever the Lamb would take.
Amen.
Us, and that this would become such a normal way in the church life to spread little by little and give us burdens for places, and then just cause us to go where he would take us. So I'm just really encouraged and looking forward to our future there.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe before we stop, maybe there could be some prayers.
Yes.
I would hope that even the saints from other cities,
yeah,
we like you to lay your hands on us.
Amen.
By prayer.
Amen.
That we would have the sense that this is the move of the body.
Amen.
Under the blessing of the body.
Amen.
That we'll be kept in the body.
Amen.
In this fellowship for the Lord's going on here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.